Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Her attorneys were only interested in getting abortion legalized. Today is now 48 years since January 22, 1973, the infamous day that the Supreme Court handed down two decisions, Roe v. Wade and Doe v. Bolton. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, it's tragic, Matt, that more than 62 million children have lost their lives through abortion since this day in 1973. However, these two cases, Roe versus Wade and Doe versus Bolton, these two plaintiffs, these two women never sought to have an abortion. It was their attorneys.
Yeah, Norma McCorvey, also known as Jane Roe in the case of Roe v. Wade, she was the plaintiff. However, McCorvey never had an abortion, and she later became a Christian. I know some people tried to rewrite her narrative to say that she really wasn't a Christian, but she certainly became very strong pro-life. She originally met with her lawyers, Sarah Weddington and Linda Coffey, to plan for an adoption in her case. That's what she wanted. She wanted to have an adoption, not an abortion. Sarah Weddington and Linda Coffey, however, had other ideas in mind, and they used her as a pawn. Sarah and Linda were looking for somebody, she testified at the Senate subcommittee hearing, to use to further their own agenda, and I was their most willing dupe, Sarah said. Then in January 2019, Weddington sat beside New York Governor Andrew Cuomo when he signed the so-called Reproductive Health Act, which allows abortion up to and including birth.
Right. And the other woman in Doe versus Bolton, that plaintiff, her attorney also and her mother tried to trick her in getting her to the hospital for an abortion, which she never sought for one either. So same situation. The attorney was using this woman to further the agenda of legalizing abortion.
Yeah, it's really tragic, because neither one of them actually wanted an abortion. Neither one of them actually had an abortion. And in fact, Sarah Weddington and Coffey used them to further their own agenda. They were trying to come up with a case that would challenge the abortion restrictions. And in walks this woman, Norma McCorvey.
So when you think about it, all these children have died based on lies.
Well, and in fact, when the case came out on January 22, some people mentioned to Norma McCorvey that, you know, her name or her case had just been decided, and she was unaware of the impact of that particular case. Both Jane Roe in Roe versus Wade and Jane Doe in Doe v. Bolton became very strong pro-lifers, and they advocated for the sanctity of human life. You know, the Bible is very clear about the sanctity of human life. It says in Exodus chapter 20, 13, "You shall not murder. Every person is created in the image of God." Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 says, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them." And that has been true throughout the scripture about the special creation of you and I, male and female, created in the very image of God.
And you know, he's also very clear that life begins at conception. There is no verse that talks about an embryo becoming a living soul at second or third trimester or any time period. From the moment of conception, we are life.
Yeah, and in fact, if you go to Jeremiah chapter 1, Jeremiah is called by God, and it says that his call was actually while he was still in the womb. Right. And that God, the scriptures say, knitted me, knew me in the womb. Jeremiah was called in his mission as a prophet in the womb. And in fact, we see in the book of Psalms that God knows us intimately, and he knits us together, kind of like somebody knitting, crocheting a particular garment, knitting us together, forming us, fashioning us as a unique individual human being in his image inside the womb, knows us quite intimately. And in fact, when we look at Jesus and John the Baptist. They were both in the wombs of their mother. And, you know, Mary becomes pregnant through the divine conception. And when she meets Elizabeth, who is carrying John the Baptist, the baby in her womb leaped when she encountered Mary, who right. would ultimately be the human birth mother of Jesus Christ. So you have those things throughout the scripture, and to try to twist the scripture to say that it doesn't say anything about abortion. No, it does speak about the sanctity of human life, that God knits us together, knows us intimately from the point of time in the womb.
And you know, you look at statistics, most children are killed in the womb because of circumstances, because right. of it's not convenient, or I don't think I can afford to have a child, or et cetera, et cetera. It's all situations, or they're being forced to, but that's not biblical. You know, each life is a creation of God and in his image. And that clearly defies his moral order when we
killing
children.
Never, you know, when you have a tragedy or a circumstance that you seemingly can't overcome, life ultimately will triumph. Death ultimately right. makes the tragedy worse. And in fact, whether, you know, like you said, 98% of all abortions are for convenience. You know, it's not what I want to do right now. It's going to interfere with my education, my job, whatever it might be.
And you have celebrities coming out, you know, bragging that they've had an abortion. That's why their career is successful. That's horrific.
And then you have, you know, people who have rape or incest. And some people say, well, and that's about 2% roughly. It's a very right. small number. But as tragic as that is, it's not the baby's fault. And you don't undo a tragedy, as bad as that is, by imposing a worse tragedy, taking the life of an individual.
Right. Two wrongs don't make a right.
Oh, it makes it worse. And in fact, as I've said before, and I've shared that in my own family, there is both rape and incest by virtue of my father raping one of my family members. Mm. And that is both rape and incest in the same time. And a child was born as a result of that. And that child is my niece. And that child has grown up, and that child is an adult woman, and that child has become a mother and has her own child as well. So I have another generation. There's two generations from the tragedy. We don't look back, and this was a long time ago, and obviously that was a tragedy for the people to go through at the time, particularly my sister. And yet at the same time, she chose life, and she did the right thing. And as a result of choosing life, there's two generations, and however long, you know, this will go on, there's multiple generations that will continue. But you don't think about that now. You don't look at my niece or my other family lineage and say, oh, you are less than a citizen. You're less than a family member. No. Life overcomes death. And to ultimately mar that creation, even though it was begun by a horrible situation that people ought to be punished for doing rape, yet at the same time, I know from experience that life is a triumph over tragedy, and death is not the answer.
And you know, there's so many other people too, same situation. They were born as a result of a rape, and today they say, I am so grateful that my mother chose life. And they are testimonies to others as well, because it's not an excuse.
James Robinson, with the ministry that he has as a worldwide ministry, he was born from rape, and his mother chose life. And he is a well-known, world-renowned minister that has a huge ministry, and not only in America, but around the world. And he was conceived in rape, and his mother chose to continue his life. And thank God she did. You know, this is an incredible situation through all these 48 years that we've had abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy, and that's what Roe versus Wade and Doe versus Bolton did. It was an unconstitutional decision. Pray for the day that these cases are reversed and America returns to a country that respects and values the sanctity of human life from the moment of conception. We're going to continue to fight for life in the courts and in the halls of policy around the country. This day, I encourage you to pray for an end to this tragedy and for a sanctity of human life ethic to pervade America once again, to make the womb a safe place once again. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.